You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 57, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, my guest today says, if you still have a pulse, you still have a purpose. And as a Christian entrepreneur, what's your purpose in business? Today, we're going to dive deeper into that. Now, joining me on today's show is Cherise Stiles. And as you notice, she is coming to us live from her vehicle. Talk about committed. Cherise is a wife. She's a mum. She's a child of the living God. She's also the CEO of the Powerhouse Style Club, the one-stop shop where purpose-driven women come to identify their purpose, monetize their purpose, and give their purpose a look. And their vision is to help purpose-driven women build a profitable brand in the kingdom way. I mean, so very important. And you can use your God-given gifts and talents to bring in streams of income. And Cherise wants to show you how. Now, specifically on today's show, Cherise is going to share your wealth is wrapped in your purpose. Nothing on earth will fulfill you, complete you, make you rich, bring you success, make room for you on earth like your God-given purpose. In order to earn more, we have to learn more. You can only do what your mind believes and knows. So true. And if you build it, God will bless it. We have to have the Noah mentality. When God tells us to build it, no matter what it looks like or what our neighbors say, we really do need to build that ark. So welcome to the show, Cherise.
Hello. Thank you so much, Henry. Thanks for having me.
Look, everything that you sent through on your guest profile, and as I just introduced you, the things that you want to talk about today, I think that so many entrepreneurs, particularly women entrepreneurs, can really get stuck in this area. So I'm really thankful that you're here to share this message with us. Before we dive into all of that good stuff, just share with everyone, how did you get into business? Was it something that God planted in you many years and every sort of experience led you down to where you are today? Or what was it for you?
It was definitely God leading a path the whole way. You know, we only know what He needs us to know at the time. So, you know, you always get into these new, I like to tell my community that you have an ever evolving purpose. Mm-hmm. So you'll be doing something and you just know it's the thing you're supposed to be doing for that time. And then the switch happens and it's time to evolve into that next phase of purpose. So I was in the music industry. I was a singer songwriter. And one of the things that I learned while being there was about self-packaging, what I like to call self-packaging. And it's, you know, every time you see an artist release an album, you know, there's a title of the album and then there's pictures that they create and marketing materials, and everything is packaged. Mm. Everything is packaged. Everything makes sense with the message or the story of this new album, you know, and what yes. they need to share at this time in their purpose and in their life. And so when I, you know, after I left out of the music industry, I became a mom and a wife, and I knew I couldn't really do the hours of the music industry, the travel. And so I kind of began to ask God to reveal to me my other gifts. What else did I have? And so I opened a boutique. And within that boutique, I began to do some image consulting, you know, helping my mm-hmm. clients to put together looks and things. And I started to realize more and more, I was getting more and more entrepreneurs that was coming to shop with me. And so I would say, oh, you have the speaking engagement. You need to look like this and you should do yes. this. And, mm-hmm. you know, of course, all of my skills and experience started to come back to me of like, you know, that self-packaging.
Yes.
And I remember very clearly one day, you know, I was saying to God, you know, something is, I don't feel complete. Like, I don't feel like this is it, you know, mm. is this it, you know? And I know my poor husband was being driven crazy because I would always come to this place of, I don't know. Something's missing. Is this it? And I remember praying and asking God what I needed to be doing now. And He said, I want you to help women to identify their purpose, monetize their purpose, and give their purpose a look. And as He began to reveal things to me more and more, I understood that it was that self-packaging that mm-hmm. so many people was missing. You know, they kind of, you know, some people might have that corporate background and they'll know how to do business, but yes. not the look of it, you know. And then mm-hmm. some people, they're all about the look and then they don't have the other piece. And so when you really want to see the success, it's all of the pieces coming together.
Yeah, I love that. And what I really love is something that you said previously, right at the beginning when you started to share that story, was that your purpose can evolve. And I think sometimes it's like that question, you know, you ask youngsters, what do you want to be when you grow up? I mean, what a question to ask someone who has no idea of the type of roles. And now with things moving so quickly, their jobs, you know, and roles probably haven't even been created yet. And similarly, when we're looking at our purpose, yes, it's important to think big and to have a vision. But I think sometimes when we start to look smaller in, well, what can I do now? What really drives me now? What gifts can I use in the kingdom to, mm-hmm. to be able to support people who may need my help? And through you following that, it's come full circle. And now you really, if you compare yourself now, that thing, do you feel complete? Does it really?
I do. And you know, the one thing that I think we have to understand as Christian entrepreneurs, you know, or kingdom entrepreneurs, is that if we seek God, you know, if we build it, he'll bless it. And we have to remember that a lot of the things that we may learn from what the world does is for example, but we may not be able to copy that to a T. And so I think that, you know, in the world, when you're hiring business coaches and you're learning about business, they'll tell you, you have to pick that one thing. You need that one thing that you do and you do well, you know, and in order to market successfully, you need that one thing. And so when God tells you to do three things, you know, I remember having a moment of ignoring him for a while because yes. I was trying to negotiate with him because I kind of was like, you know, Jesus is kind of old school. He doesn't know the internet. So he thinks I could do all of that at one time, but he doesn't really understand how it works. So yes. I was like negotiating with, Jesus, I know you don't really need that. So I'm just going to keep praying till you give me that one thing, you know? and so I think that, you know, it's important in the way that I teach my community is to know that God may lead you in a whole nother way. Mm. And it's for us to just trust him enough to unfold the whole bigger picture.
Yes.
Because as Christians, we aren't always going to get it in the same way that the world may, the simplest form that the world says that we should get it, you know?
What happened for you, Cherise? Because I think this is so important because I have the same thing. You know, if I look back over my career, there has been elements where I've also had a number of key offerings and things. And I can see how now it's all come, you know, 10 years is this year with the podcasting. And now I'm doing a daily show, the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, would not have been possible had it not been for the last 10 years building skills and abilities. So what did you do? Was there a moment in time or that you suddenly realized, you know what? I think that this is the way God is leading me. And how did you get to that point? You just keep leaning in or were there other things as well that you did?
Well, you know, he was speaking to me and he was saying, you know, this three thing, you know, this identify, monetize, and give a look. And yes. I was only doing the look portion. I was only doing image and the visual branding.
Yes.
And so I can remember being on calls with clients and I'm helping them because they're stuck with monetizing. And, you know, I've always been passionate about people walking in purpose because I really know that, you know, I call them zombies, you know, a lot of people that are like dragging themselves to work to these 9-to-5s who are so miserable, you know, and it's because they're not aligned in purpose and what they're supposed to be doing. And so I can remember working with clients, just supposed to be on the phone to help them with styling or visual branding. And then there I go giving them strategies on how to, you know, make streams of income and try this and do that. And so I realized that what God was telling me he wanted me to do, I was doing anyway, but not getting paid for it sometimes, you know, and then sometimes trying to figure out how am I marketing as an image and visual branding consultant. And then, you know, I have this whole idea or this whole vision that God just gave me for this business camp, you know, this boot camp, you know. So it was kind of like he was sending the people who had the need. I was helping the people, but I just needed to trust that I could go against the grain, so to speak, of what we knew the norm to be and just trust God to bring it all together.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I still have moments where I have to remind myself I don't have to do it the way they do it.
Yeah. And you know, when I mean, that's my background, branding and communication strategist. But when I hear you speak about this, you're giving a full offering and the outcome is really helping your ideal client in achieving what they want. You know, the outward, the styling, the packaging is one of those key elements to them getting paid what they're worth, being recognized and showing their value. So I think you're adding value to that. So that really has us raise the question for everyone listening and viewing today, is the dream or vision that God has for your kingdom business actually bigger than what you're focusing on at the moment? So maybe we all need to step back and go, you know, maybe like what you have just said, it's actually a bigger vision that we need to realize and recognize. Speak a little bit more about if we need to earn more, in order to earn more, we have to learn more. You can only do what your mind believes and knows. This is so true. How often do we limit our abilities and our outcomes because we don't see the value that we have right now and the opportunities that are ahead of us? Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think sometimes we get content, you know, and we get stuck in the now and kind of we'll let now run its course, so to speak, right? It's like we'll stay in that season of doing something just like I was, and God was pushing me to that next thing. And to be honest, Amory, I believe that a lot of my struggle with doing what God said is because I was comfortable. I was, you know, finally to a place where I was earning a consistent income. Clients were showing up. I had marketed for years. People were knowing me for this thing now. Why, God, on earth would I stop now and do something else? You know, why would I start all over? And so it was that fear. But I think that, you know, I remember, and it's only been a short while that I've been in this place of feeling confident with it all, you know, and really stepping out, because this was really a faith walk. But I do remember reading and learning something, because again, I had been taught by coaches that you had to have that one thing. And so I remember, you know, I challenged myself to read at least a book a month by some great, wonderful person who's in a place that I want to get to, you know, because that's the key, right? You can't only surround yourself. It's good to help people. And I know that God puts us in position to help people, help our neighbors, help the people around us, but we have to remember to help ourselves. And so we do that by continuing to open our mind up to and educate our mind to the things that we desire, whatever those things are. And even the thing that we confess that we're experts at. It's always good to constantly be learning and growing in that thing. And I remember reading this book just a few months ago, actually. And I was reading the book and the person was saying, you need to pick that one thing or you have to pick that one person. And the light bulb went off and I just went into a worship. I just like, you know, was like, oh my God. Because and this is going to sound so funny to all of your listeners, I'm sure, because we're all believers, but I was like, God was right. It's like that moment when you realize I can trust you, you know, He's always telling us that we can trust him. He's always showing us that we can trust him. But, you know, you have those moments where he's put you in this new thing and he's pulled you to walk out into the water deep, and you're out there like Peter walking on water. And, you know, you're like, okay, Jesus, all right. And then, you know, you have that moment where he proves himself and you're like, wow, because the whole time he had been telling me, to help women to identify their purpose, monetize their purpose, and give their purpose a look. He said, I want you to help my women. I want you to help kingdom women. And so I that was different because I had never only been marketing to kingdom women. But I realized in educating myself and continuing to educate myself that God was right, which gave me a confidence and a peace to go even more boldly into this, being visible and being public about the message that God was giving me for the Powerhouse Style Club.
Yeah. So true. And I think, you know, as you're saying, we never get to a point where we learn. Even in our own industry, there are things that the market will become disrupted, things will change, and it's always about learning and expanding. And it's like the Bible. You might read a passage over a number of times and think that you know it really well, yet there's always a learning, a teaching, particularly if there's an area that God is wanting you to break through to the next level in your business and your personal life. And there's just fresh insights all the time if mm-hmm. we're open to learning those. Speaking of learnings, what would you say, looking back, because I think insight is such a great teacher, and this is around, you know, if you build it, God will bless it. Because again, and you said this, it was such a great reminder, sometimes what happens is that God has given us a vision, or he has a vision for our lives, but because we're rushing around, or we have, you know, those seeds of doubt, we don't actually believe that it's possible for us. And it is the enemy trying to stop us from our destiny. What are some things that you've learned and that you may see other women doing in business and also in the corporate arena that does stop them from really recognizing and fully trusting that what they're doing is what God's will is for their life, and that they just need to release and surrender it to him so that he can come and bless it and bring his super to the natural work that we're doing? What insights have you learned along the way?
I think, you know, the world calls it manifesting. And, you know, we hear about manifesting and The Secret and all of those wonderful sounding things that everybody wants, right? So it's like, okay, I'll take a little bit of that. But I think that as believers, we have to remember, and it's one of the things I try to recite to myself, you know, is that we have to remember that we are in this world, but not of this world. And we have to remember to always relate back to our manual, which is the Bible, which is the Word, because there's nothing new that's not in the Word. Mm-hmm. And so if we can remember to, you know, go back to the Word and go back to what it is that God is saying and what he said about a thing, we will be we'll be fine, you know? Yes. And so a lot of times I think that we get to that place of doubt and fear because we forget everything the Word says. Mm. And we forget, okay, I'm in this place. I'm not sure. I'm feeling fearful about this. Why am I feeling fearful about this? Well, I need to get strengthened in my faith in this area. Yes. So you go to his Word and find every scripture that you can that relates to the thing that you're facing at this moment, and allow your faith to be built up like a muscle. Mm-hmm. I really think it's a faith thing. And like I said, the world calls it manifesting. But if you've ever taken any of the manifesting courses or classes and everything they have out there, you will realize that it's just faith. Mm. It's just you exercising faith. It's faith in God and all of his promises. Mm-hmm. And I forget the correct number. I have to get this quote, but there is so many times in the Bible where money is mentioned and prosperity and abundance. And so I think if we realize that we serve a good, good father and he wants all of our needs to be met, just like his Word says, we will remember when we're in those moments of fear and doubt and wherever he's leading us to strengthen our faith and to use the manual in his Word to help to strengthen our faith. Because I think a lot of times we go back and slide back into that world side, you know, and it makes sense because we're here, you know?
Yes. Yeah, it's so true. And I think what you're saying there too is such a great reminder in leaning into him. And it says, you know, seek me first and the righteousness and all will be given to you. And I think sometimes, and you hear it and you see it a lot, and I know that I've struggled with it too. It's like, where's the balance between growing a kingdom business? And let's face it, in business, we have monetary goals. And I think, you know, almost to the point where we didn't really want to start to make a lot of money because it was kind of, well, here's money flowing in. But it's where we put our attention. If we put our attention on him first, build, and it's done. Speak a bit more about that. Is that something that's come up for you? And what have you done? I think this is such a great insight for people who may be struggling between the, okay, so I want to build a kingdom business and I'm doing all the right things and people are investing in my business and here comes money. But, you know, sometimes we can misassume or misinterpret, I should say, the word, that be fearful of money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I you know, I am really, really big on knowing and understanding that God said he would meet all my needs. And I know that that's different for everyone.
Yeah.
But I think that sometimes we get caught up on that. You know, we've some of our family members and friends have had old rotten rules about the way that they interpreted the word. And so mm-hmm. they may make us feel a bit guilty for wanting prosperity and wanting abundance. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have this whole mindset that, like, if you just want to be a humble little good Christian and make it into heaven, you don't want much. You don't really want to worry God. You know, you don't want to drive a fancy car or first class plane, or, you know, you just want to, you know, yes. eat what you can. And that's not abundance. That's not mm-hmm. life and life more abundantly. And he has promised us the abundant life. And I think that if we can, you know, this man that I learned about named Norval Hayes, mm-hmm. and he's a preacher. He's an evangelist. And Norval Hayes said something that changed my mind. He's like, God will be anything you ask him to be. So no matter what it is you're facing in your life, whether it's in your business or in your personal life, and you just ask God to show up as that thing, and he will. Mm-hmm. And so for a long time in my business, when I was going through, just months ago, honestly, when I was going through this transition of believing him by faith and stepping all the way out into this Powerhouse Style Club thing and mm-hmm. doing what all the gurus say you shouldn't do, you know, and trusting God to mm-hmm. figure it out or make it work itself out, I was asking him and calling on him to be my CEO. Hmm. I was asking him and calling on him to be, to show up as God the millionaire and to give me a millionaire mindset and give me a businesswoman's mindset, a successful businesswoman's mindset, hmm. and asking him to download strategy to me. I mean, honestly, and I know for some people, they were like, you can't just ask God for that. And I was like, oh, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Mm. And it's one of the things that I teach my community. I have something that's called the Powerhouse Business Bootcamp. And throughout that bootcamp, it's all about how to build a business the kingdom way. Mm. But how can you do that if you don't write a vision and involve God in that vision all the way down to yes. the strategy and the marketing and the what should I say, God? Mm-hmm. Because he knows what they need to hear. He knows what they need to see. He knows. He already knows. There's nothing new to him, yes. you know? And so I think that we forget how much we can lean on him, mm. you know, and leaning on him for the right things. Because I think leaning on him to say, God, I need to make a $5,000 goal this month. And so I'm just going to pray every day until you make it happen. Mm. And just sitting there and reading scripture and rocking in our chair, meditating and speak and just waiting for God to show up at the door with this $5,000 check, so to speak, is not the right way to lean on him. Mm-hmm. But if we lean on him with practicality, if we lean on him and ask for the specific things, ask for him to anoint us with the mindset of a businesswoman, ask for him to download the correct strategy, mm. All the way down to ask for him to send you the right business coaches and the right people that can help you, you know, the right team to help you build your business. Yes. He will.
Yeah, it's so, so true. And what I love about that is that when we build kingdom businesses, and I don't think this is what people recognize, and we're collaborating with other kingdom businesses around the world, can you imagine when we pool and we collaborate together, how much we can give back to causes and countries and people who are struggling? That's the thing, mm-hmm. you know, and we're reminded yep. again, for those who are blessed with much, we need to give back. And I think when we're in our heart and our minds and our spirits and are in the right place and are focused on him and we are blessed, we can then in turn bless others through what we are generating in collaboration with him. And he's, the as you said, the best strategist. He has it all planned out. And it's incredible, the stories, and I'm sure you have many too over the years, the doors that open up, the people that you just happen to meet. There's no such thing as happenstance, you know. They're all being placed. And, you know, sometimes when we're going through life and in business with that scarcity anxious mindset, the people that mm-hmm. he does place on our pathway, we don't see, because it's mm-hmm. we're blinded by that. So it's such a great, great reminder. Share a little bit more, Charisse, if you would, about the services, the programs that you offer, because they just sound so awesome. And how can people find out more and reach out to you?
So this self-packaging thing, of course, is really what the Powerhouse Style Club is about. Mm-hmm. And so we are big on helping you to monetize, and we're big on helping you to self-package, to give your purpose the right look, so that you meet God halfway, you know, with setting up a look that will attract that ideal client. So right now we do personal style makeovers, but we're also really big on helping with the Powerhouse Business Bootcamp. Just setting that vision. So many times in business, even with seasoned women who have been in business for a few years, I meet them and I say, well, what's your mission statement? What's your vision statement? What part of your business plan are you at? You know, yes. And what was your marketing strategy? And they just don't have those things set up, and they're kind of just out there and they're praying and they're faithful and they're, you know, really, really calling on God to make these things happen, but they just haven't made the right steps. Mm-hmm. And so God, you know, spoke to me about that. And so I created the Powerhouse Business Bootcamp. It's a 4-week bootcamp, and we write the vision, we write the mission, we write the business plan. We get very specific on understanding that ideal client. We get very specific on, you know, writing a marketing message that speaks to that ideal client. Keywords, yes. You know, I get them to really get deep into their why and why God has sent them to do it. And during this boot camp, I've run it a few times, and the experiences have been mind blowing, you know. And I again, if you ask him, he will give you the exact thing that people need. And so I'm the most proud right now of the business boot camp. You know, I love working with women one-on-one, and I do one-on-one consulting and coaching, but the boot camp is a group coaching program. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, like the word says, when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. Yes. And the way that the women are able to lean on one another and pray with one another and share with one another has just been powerful. So for I'd like to say that, you know, for any of your listeners who may be in a place where they're just kind of stuck and they're just trying to figure it all out, try group coaching with Christian women. Because I really, really have experience in my personal experience, as well as through the work I do with clients, that God just shows up and does amazing things in group sessions.
Yes, yes. You know, often when we are trying to struggle on our own, read material and take all of the online courses that are there, we often can't see the things that are right in front of us. And often as part of that, you know, sometimes when we're not clear in things, and this is what I've experienced myself over the years, is that we try and take on as much as we can to see if that gives us clarity. But it's also about saying no and recognizing the things that are just not serving us, who we're not, as well as embracing and with more intention and purpose, allowing and evolving into who God has created us to be. And I think when you're in a group environment that way, you can be encouraged, can't you? Mm-hmm. As you're growing Absolutely. And developing, you know, if it's been years of doubt and disappointment, that can take a little while for people to speak love and trust into your life.
Absolutely. So, and I think that when the women are able to, you know, sometimes, like you said, you know, it could be a lonely world as entrepreneurs, especially in this online world, because typically you're working from home, you're by yourself. You know, some of us are blessed with an office in our home, or some of us are on our couches or wherever, you know, just working away, but we're plugging away on a daily basis, and we're coming up with ideas, or God is downloading ideas, and we don't have that person to communicate to.
Yes.
Hey, what does this sound like? How does this sound? Is this, what does this sound like? It makes sense. Would this, what would you do with this? What would you, you know, and just that. And so the enemy is able to get into our mind and bring all kinds of fear and doubt when it's just you, you know, rehearsing things. But in a group setting, other women that you're admiring, other women that you're looking at and saying, she's got it together, you know? Oh, wow, I want some of that, God. I wish you did that for me, you know?
Yes.
When they look at you and say, wow, you've got it together, you're like, me? You know? And that's what I've seen, that that's happened. That when the, you know, those women that doubt and those women that aren't sure, you know, their sisters are able, sisters in the kingdom are able to say, no, you're doing what God is saying. You've got it. You've got this. Just keep going, you know, that kind of a thing. And so that has been such a blessing.
Fantastic.
Such a blessing. I've loved it.
Oh, wonderful. And what's the web address? What's the best contact details?
So I can be reached right now at CherieStyles.com. And it's transitioning, you know. So for right now, if you go to CherieStyles.com, you'll get all the info you need as we prepare, because we're actually in the process of building the Powerhouse Style Club website, because we're officially launched and out. And so right now, but you can reach at CherieStyles.com.
Fantastic. And of course, you've got some social media handles, and we'll pop those on the show notes as well. And to get access to the show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE57. And while we were recording the audio version, version, if you are listening to the audio version, come across to those show notes, because we also recorded it via video and streamed it live, and you'll be able to see Charisse share her story and testimony. Charisse, may I say a word of prayer for you? This is what I'm doing for all of my guests, just a blessing, and thanking you for the time that you spent here today.
Yes, I would love it. That's okay. Awesome.
Fantastic. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Charisse. Lord, you have a purpose for us. And yes, sadly, sometimes we're just not able to recognize what it is that you have for us, your calling, your purpose for us. So we're just so blessed to have been reminded through Charisse's testimony and her story on how we can really lean in and how we can evolve into that. Father, we just want to continue to ask for your blessing and your favor on her business as she continues to work with other kingdom focused businesses. Father, we ask that you will bless each and every one of those women, because, you know, ultimately, as they continue to share their message in the world, it's going to impact not only their clients, but also your kingdom as well, and show that, you know, we serve and we love an awesome God, a forgiving God, who just loves us. And, you know, that message needs to be shared in a world that is struggling, in a world that really does not know that. So we just ask for your protection and your ongoing support for those women as well, and for Charisse and her family too. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you
so much for coming on the show. I think this is just so very important, and I love the way that you're creating these groups of women. And because these women are also involved in business, I would love to feature them on the show too, so that we can showcase them. So please reach out and let them know that there's also an opportunity for them to come on the show to share their story and message too. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was amazing.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.